Back now to the questions of the explosives missing in Iraq. To get a better idea of what is and what is not known, we turn to NPR's Mike Schuster, who's been following this story. Mike, as we've just heard, each party makes very different claims about these missing weapons. Senator Kerry says this is the latest in a series of blunders. The Bush administration says weapons could well have gone missing before U.S. troops arrived. Who's right?
Well, it's actually hard to say with the information that we know now who's definitively right. It's fairly clear that the explosives disappeared sometime between March 9th, 2003, and May 27th, 2003. March 9th was when the IAEA inspectors, the inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, last visited the Alkaka site and found that their seals on these explosives were still there. May 27th, 2003 was when U.S. troops actually did go there with the explicit task of checking out the facility and seeing what was there. So they disappeared somewhere in between. Earlier this week, the Bush administration tried to say that there was definitive information that they disappeared before April 9th, which was right around the time that U.S. troops first got there. But those reports, which were based on an earlier NBC report, have now been removed, and so the precise answer is we don't know exactly yet when these explosives disappeared.
And there have been other assertions about these explosives. It all started when Iraq officials told the International Atomic Energy Agency that explosives were stolen after U.S. forces arrived. What do we make of that?
Well, the Iraqi interim government informed the International Atomic Energy Agency on October 10th of this month that these explosives were missing. And the Iraqi interim government says it believes they disappeared sometime after April 9th of last year. The timeline of this is that the IAEA put the fresh seals on bunkers at Alkaka initially in January of last year. Then they went back on March 9th and inspected it and found that their seals were still there. The U.S. invasion of Iraq begins on March 19th. On April 3rd, 2003, the first U.S. units reached Alkaka. They were from the 3rd Infantry Division, and according to the Pentagon, they left 2 days later, and they did not search for weapons or high explosives at that point. Then, on April 10th, 2003, the 2nd U.S. units reached Alkaka from the 2nd Brigade, 101st Airborne Division. The commander of that brigade says he was not aware at the time that it was a sensitive site, and he didn't look for these explosives, even though an NBC reporter initially who was embedded with this unit said that she was there and that they didn't find any high explosives, but it turned out that that unit wasn't tasked with looking for them, and that unit left the next day and went on to Baghdad. Then, some 5 weeks later, 6 weeks later, on May 27th, 2003, the 75th Exploitation Task Force troops reached Alkaka, and that's when they looked through the facility and found that there was nothing with IAE seals there. So that was the first time that U.S. troops actually could determine that explosives were missing.
Mike, is there generally a protocol for securing an enemy's weapons or explosives when the U.S. invades a country?
I'm sure that there is. What we do know about this is that there were 500 sensitive sites that the U.S. military was aware of, and once the initial phase of the war was over, they set about inspecting this, and they graded these sites as in the degree of importance, and apparently they designated the Alkaka site somewhat as a medium priority. We do know that they were looking for weapons of mass destruction, and they then did that for the bulk of the last 18 months, and it does not seem that this Alkaka site was the most important or of the most important sites that they inspected.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Schuster.